BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
So I have people hitting us up trying to find out what's the shade I'm catching. Apparently, there's smoke in the room because Meredith is mad. Do you want me to tell them or you tell them?
I'm upset. I'm hurt.
Okay.
Mainly.
She's mad that I went to a baby shower yesterday.
You did.
And I didn't even really think about it like being this kind of drama.
I just find it interesting.
But let me explain though. Because, okay, off the mic. Basically, she was like, didn't you just say I went against my word?
You did go against your word.
If I give you my word is my word. I told you. How did I go against my word?
All of you. Every single
one of you.
I'm bringing it up. Davi, Orlando, and Mark, you all said in here that you would never go to a baby shower.
I said it's not a guy thing. And we all agreed it wasn't a guy thing.
So what did you do yesterday?
I went to a baby shower.
Right. But
I mean, it was much different. Like I'm saying, you planned it up. Like, calm down. Wait. What? All right, listen.
Was it at a restaurant?
You had it. You had it at a restaurant. Right. It was like on Sunday. And you know, in true Meredith fashion, you do it big. And it was an event. And yesterday, it was planned here at work. Everybody who goes to the little local watering hole, which is the best, first of all, best chicken wings ever.
Okay.
That was great. Honestly,
it wasn't at work. It was at a restaurant.
Right.
Right.
No, you're trying to generalize.
I don't want people to think that it was here, though.
It was right across the street.
It wasn't right across the street. It's down the street.
It's at Gigi's.
Okay, so what?
And everybody, put it this way. Anybody from this building, if they're going to have drinks, they go where? To Gigi's.
Okay.
So, I mean, that was the thing. So they built it like saying, hey, everybody from work, y'all come down for Kelsey's baby shower. And I'm like, absolutely. And I said, where is it? They said, okay, it's at Gigi's. I'm like, it's right here. Yeah. Like, I'm at work. I finished my work. What, I'm going to sit here and just protest?
You guys got on me so bad about wanting you guys to go to my baby shower. I wanted you guys there just for 5-10 minutes just to show
some
love.
But that was on a Saturday. It was a far drive.
And the worst part about it was that even listeners, even the people that I rock with, everybody was like, how dare you want the guys to be a part of your baby shower? This is just for women only.
And then you guys got on me about that.
And maybe me feel guilty for wanting
but this
show
was the work
shower.
This was the people at work who put together one for her, and they were like, yo, you want to come? And I was like, okay, cool,
that's so sweet. And the people here put together a baby shower for her. Did anybody here do that for me? So now you want to be mad at the building?
You're
proving that just because you're a woman doesn't mean you are the only one that can go to a baby shower. Just because you're a woman, it doesn't mean that you're the only one that can plan a baby shower.
I'm sure this wasn't her family one. This was the one for work, which, you know, they hooked it up.
I mean, it's really sweet.
If you want to be mad at the building, be mad at the building, but don't be mad at me.
Yeah, don't say you guys. That was the shower.
She's banging on the building. Like, they didn't throw me one. I'm like, really? That's what we mad at?
And just to shoot this back, maybe like 6 months ago, Davi and I got into a seriously heated argument. He was hurt that I didn't go to his birthday party.
Because you never show up to his stuff.
Right. And he didn't show up to something that was important to me. And there's that. Okay.
But I understand that.
You said, well, you can't invite guys to a baby shower. Mine was co-ed. As a matter of fact, I made it convenient for you guys to come.
Yeah, you really did.
Yes, I did. It was convenient for everybody to go to. And also, I made sure it was co-ed. And also, I made sure it was open bar. And all you could eat food. And all this stuff just for you guys. And I look back on it,
but
I'm like, I
didn't
have this
Gigi's
stuff for
wings,
you guys.
y'all ain't had wings.
I did not
I took
have
your wings home.
Wings
my daughter. I've never seen my daughter.
Look, I'd like to defend
the chicken wing. She was licking the wing like, oh, my God, daddy.
Because here's the deal. Look, it was on a weekday, this baby shower yesterday, right?
Okay. Yesterday.
Here's why Orlando went.
Okay.
It was on a weekday.
Uh-huh.
He was already here.
Uh-huh.
The restaurant is 2 miles away. He loves the wings.
Right. He would have been the only one left in the office.
Right. Not at the baby shower. It wasn't on a Saturday.
It was so convenient for you to go. So you just care so much.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
About the food and it being convenient.
It wasn't really about the food.
You would have gone your way for me.
I went because I rock with her the same way I rock with you.
No, you don't. We don't rock together.
But it was very convenient.
That's not what's going on here.
It wasn't like I had to, my day, I had to work my ass off yesterday. So I worked right up to the party. Like literally 4:25, I left the building and went to the party. Party's at 4:30.
No, I get it.
Like you're like Saturday in the midst of everything else we got going on with life and kids and all that stuff. That's the same thing you say. You don't go to his stuff. You
went,
got kids.
You
I got two of them. You got
went
one.
Back, you went back on your word. You said men are not supposed to go to a baby shower, and you went to somebody else's baby shower, and you didn't even go to mine. I'm just throwing that out there.
I'm not saying I went just for the chicken. I mean, because that's just on many levels embarrassing. I didn't do that. I mean, I thought we were
closer than that.
We are closer
than that. I know we're closer
than
her. What? Than you and her.
What do you mean?
And I'm so happy
I'm
that
close
she had
with
a celebration.
Kelsey, and I'm close with you.
And I you know, helped give her a gift, and I couldn't go because I was going to the Ariana Grande concert till she canceled last second. I'm just saying that it would have really been sweet for you to show up, even, I swear to God, for 5 minutes. Just to show your love and then go away.
By the way, this is so good. I'm filming it. On the Freak Show. This is mad real right now.
I don't even get it, though.
You went to somebody else's baby shower. You said you would never, ever, ever go to a woman's baby shower because baby showers are only for women.
Meredith,
and you went to one yesterday.
I said it's built for women. But let
then
me tell
you,
there was a gang of it. I wasn't the only dude there. All the dudes in the office were being guilted.
Other guys
by
go
everybody.
To baby showers?
I could bring Christina in here right now from up front. And she was sending us email like, yo, it's at 4:30. Don't be late. They were on us because the guys weren't treating it just like we treated it. And you casually, you thought we was going like, I guess, to do the right thing.
Well, yeah.
This room.
I asked several times.
I took my cues from these two. If they wasn't moving, I wasn't moving.
You're letting them make decisions.
Because all three of us together.
Okay.
But I'm like, but if I'm moving by myself, I'm going to do the right thing. But if I got excuses to do the wrong thing,
Can I get somebody in here to kind of understand where I'm coming from?
No.
Baby shower aside, Dobby, just for a second. Baby shower aside, if somebody says
if
they're not going to do something, and then they do it,
I see where you come from.
Dobby, remember, she was
Bobby's old punk.
Remember, she doesn't go to your events, bro, and you're going to defend her?
I'm not defending her. I see where she's coming from on the situation.
She's my point.
But do you see where I'm coming from over the convenience?
Yeah, absolutely.
The convenience was a part of it, but also, I mean, I ain't going to belittle the fact that I wanted to go to Kelsey's thing.
I wanted to go to yours,
but yours wasn't built
convenient enough for
part of my day.
I understand. So next time I want you to come to something, I'll make sure it's a mile away and during the
do
week.
Do it at Gigi's.
So
if you do it there, I swear to God, I'll be there.
Kelsey would have done her on a Saturday, on a random Saturday in the middle of wherever, I think a lot of people wouldn't have showed up.
Maybe that's true. But Orlando, and you guys said that you would never go to a baby shower because it's only for women. And you have gone to one baby shower.
Years before years.
I think anything this is below you.
Well, I think it's below you to go back on your word.
I think it's below you to be trying to like.
It's hurtful. It's what it is.
I mean, to try and make this about you, Meredith, is what people are texting in right now.
I'm just trying to prove a point that you went back on your word.
Do I need to read the texts that are coming in?
You can go ahead. I understand.
Firing shots at you right now.
I'm just saying that I thought we had love for each other, and apparently we don't.
I agree with Meredith. Somebody says, shame Orlando. Okay. Please throw her a baby shower. She's never going to let it go. Meredith is so damn sensitive right now. Like, I mean, these are coming in.
It's just a simple point.
Somebody said you better say sorry. I'm sorry, Meredith. I'm sorry that I didn't go to your baby shower. I had a lot going on that weekend, and it was hard to tear away on a Saturday to come and go get dressed and do the flutie. I was able to wear what I had on at work to go down the street to go celebrate a good friend's birth. And I went because I thought it was the right thing to do, and I wanted to do it. I wanted to go to yours, too, but it wasn't as convenient. Can we please accept my apologies so you stop bugging us about this thing?
Well, so
I just think it's funny that I got to apologize, but they have no they have no qualms about not showing up for your stuff, and you let them say whatever.
But ours is a pattern, though. We haven't shown up to anybody's stuff.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.